Is it time for recess yet? I'm so glad you found time to join us here on the Child Care Director's Chair, where Erica Sococcio shares her best practices that she's refined through her passion of directing child care centers over the last 23 years. From parenting interaction, systems to save you time, money, and stress, to profitability. She shares it all from the Child Care Director's Chair.
April showers bring May flowers. It also brings Teacher Appreciation Week and the Week of the Young Child. So many things to celebrate in April. So I would love to talk about some fun out-of-the-box teacher appreciation ideas. You know, it's really important that we take the time to show appreciation to our hardworking and dedicated teachers. While a simple thank you card or gift card is always appreciated, why not think outside the box? So this year, we're going to show our gratitude in a way that's a little more unique and a little more memorable. Because you know what? Our teachers deserve it. So let me give you some ideas. A few of these I am going to use myself this upcoming week. I can't believe it's, you know, so close already. First is hosting a themed appreciation day. Choose a fun theme such as a tropical luau or a superhero day and encourage the students to dress up and participate in activities to show their appreciation for their teachers. You could also create a gratitude wall. Set up a bulletin board or a wall where students can write notes of appreciation for the teachers, or the families can write notes. If obviously some of our students are on the younger side, they may not be able to write a note, but they surely most of them can draw a picture. A visual display of gratitude will serve as a constant reminder of the impact that the teachers have on their students. Now, I love this one. How about you organize a surprise flash mob? Coordinate with the students to surprise their teachers with a flash mob performance of their favorite song or dance routine. This unexpected show of appreciation is sure to put a smile on their faces. So what do you do if your students are too young to do that? Well, we can always make a slideshow with the kids just dancing around and then put music to it and play the slideshow for them. That would be fun. Or the administrators could come in and just do a dance in the middle of the classroom and then walk out like nothing happened. So totally could be really, really fun. Be creative. And you enjoy it too, right? As a director, I think giving back to my teachers is one of the coolest and fun things you can do as a director. So go ahead and make it fun for them and you. And of course, what will the kids think when you walk in the room, all of a sudden music starts playing and you start dancing out of nowhere? I think the kids will also equally love it and laugh and have a great time. You can arrange a virtual talent show, have the students showcase their talents, whether it's singing, dancing, or playing an instrument in a virtual talent show dedicated to their teachers. It's a creative way to show appreciation and bring the school community together. Now, this one isn't so out of the box, but you could host a teacher appreciation luncheon and treat your teachers with a catered lunch or organize a potluck where students and parents can contribute to their favorite dishes. It's a delicious way to show appreciation for all the teachers do. Or if you want to really shake it up, maybe you order takeout from some type of restaurant that has interesting cuisine. Maybe a cultural dish, you know, outside of like the pizza and, you know, sandwiches and that kind of thing. Do something really fun. Maybe it's Thai food. Maybe it's, you know, I don't know. But look and see, what do you have in your community? What can you reach out and do something that is out of the box, not the same as what you normally do? Now, you can also create a personalized video montage and have students record short video messages expressing their gratitude to their teachers. At my school, would absolutely love that. You can organize a car parade and coordinate with parents and students to drive by the teachers' homes with signs and balloons and cheer to show their appreciation. It's a festive way to surprise the teachers and make them feel special. So maybe not their homes so much, but maybe through the school parking lot, or maybe you can have a sign company come out and put signage on your lawn. If you have a lawn in front of your school, like, we love our teachers, and all the teachers, you know, will see that when they pull into the parking lot in the morning. Again, fun things outside of the box. You can plan a virtual game night and host a virtual game night where teachers and students can play games like trivia or charades or bingo together. It's a fun, interactive way to show appreciation and bond with teachers outside of the classroom. And that would be really fun, like if you had school-age kids and you were able to do something at a higher level game. But even charades would be kind of fun with the younger kids. In creating a gratitude jar, and this is one I think I really will do at my center, have the students write down things they appreciate about their teachers on slips of paper and place them in the jar. Present the jar to the teachers as a thoughtful and personalized gift that they can look back on whenever they need to pick me up. And, you know, and again, and ask the parents if they would like to write a little gratitude on there as well. I think that that always helps build the bond. And I think it also helps parents to take a minute to think about all the amazing work and contributions that the teachers do every day with their children. You know, drop off and pick up is such a busy time that you don't always take that or, you know, that time to say, you know, gee, you know, thanks for all the things that you do. You can organize a book club and choose a book that the teachers love and invite them to participate in a virtual book club and discuss it with the students. It's a great way to show appreciation for teachers and love for learning and literature. You can create a teacher appreciation playlist of songs and compile the songs into a playlist and share it with the teachers as a musical token of appreciation. You can organize a teacher appreciation scavenger hunt and create a scavenger hunt with clues that lead the teachers to different locations around the school where they'll find small tokens of appreciation. It's a fun and interactive way to show gratitude and to keep the teachers on their toes. You can create a gratitude video and have students collaborate in a video montage expressing their gratitude to their teachers, including messages, artwork, performances, any heartfelt or touching tribute to the teachers that they will treasure. So there are a few things that, you know, might be helpful when you're sitting there saying, geez, you know, what will I do? I want to do something different than ordering pizza or, you know, just something different and fun. So I hope that that was helpful. And I'd love for you to visit our Facebook page and same name, Child Care Director's Chair, and let us know what you're planning for your Teacher Appreciation Week. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you so much for tuning in. And as always, have a great day.
Well, all the cute little kiddos have been picked up and it's time to go home. And that'll do it for another episode of the Child Care Director's Chair. Please leave a review so Erica knows the information is helping you to manage and improve your child care centers. Remember to subscribe to get the latest episode from Erica's Child Care Director's Chair.